You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
So I got married, so I haven't decided yet what my actual name is. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go with Ashley Larson Gibby, so I'll say that. I'm Mormon, so LDS. I'm a PhD student, sociology and demography. I definitely think that my faith inspires the need to fight for and work towards justice. Just even being raised Mormon, that was instilled in my mind a lot, that if I see something that's happening that's wrong, then it's my responsibility to do something about it. And I was often taught that, right, faith without works is dead, and not only do you need to work on building your faith, but action is constantly needed. That's a drilled-in message. So you have to do something. And so, yeah, even, like, on a small level, my mom always instructed us that, yeah, if you see a kid that's being bullied, it is your job to do something about that. To me, those are so intertwined, that idea. That's where I learned how to care about social justice, is through that faith and being disciples of Christ and standing up for things and for people and for human dignity. It's always taught, too, right, that there are some things you can't solve. Like, if I could stop all police brutality or racism or sexism, I would love to, but I can't do that. I don't even understand how one person, like, they can't. That's impossible. So there is this idea of things will work out. And I think it's been more of an instilled, like, I feel a lot of guilt when I realize that I didn't do anything in hindsight, because there are tons of times, especially as an anxious person, that I want to say something or do something, but I just get too nervous, and then later you feel like you dropped the ball and like that was your job and you didn't do your job. Absolutely. There's the unionizing effort of graduate students. I know a lot of graduate students who have to work 90-hour work weeks and have no real way of saying that that's unfair or not in their contract, because if that's what they did, if they came to their advising professor and said, this is unreal, then they would just not get their degree. And then not completing a program and trying to apply to a different program, especially in some of these like really small academic worlds, is almost impossible. So they're going to wonder why you dropped out of the last one. And so I think graduate students are in a really vulnerable spot, and like especially international students who are like, just the fact of being an international student is so stressful and so hard. So I just don't think the university should be adding so much stress and unfairness, or that they can't apply to certain health insurances, but they aren't always getting paid enough. But this seems like a really good avenue to do something. Those seem like really big issues to me. Like, I don't know how to help my friend who's getting exploited by her professor by working 90 hours a week. Because what am I supposed to do? But this gave an avenue of which to say there's something we actually can do about this. And even though I get treated so well, so I'm in the sociology department, which treats its students great. I don't feel like I have been exploited. I think I've been treated not only fairly, but well, like way past fair. They are great. But right, that doesn't offer me as much comfort, because I know that just because we're lucky in our department and we're treated exactly how graduate students should be treated in terms of pay and expected hours and things like that. And I'm sure it varies from professor to professor, so maybe I just got really lucky, but there are other departments where that's not the case. So this seems like a good way to unite in solidarity and make changes so that everyone can live a little more happily, and not just happily, but sanely, and actually be able to live without just going into tons and tons of debt. I think that there are a lot of problems at Penn State. So I'd say that if you see those, you're not alone and you're not crazy. There's a lot of privilege. There's not a lot of diversity because we're in the Mill State College. And those things are very visible here, I think. You can see them really, really clearly. They're not hidden. But there are really, really good people, too, and there are people that care about these things. And there are people who care about faith, too. I don't know if every department's like mine. I think that we might be a little bit more anti-religion than the average place. But yeah, I just think that there will be people who see you and care about you and be respectful of you everywhere. And you just kind of have to not give power to those who don't do that, and listen more to the people who have your best interest in mind and actually care and want to.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.